A letterbox shape opens out to reveal clouds in a dark sky. Superimposed over the cloudy sky, the words Studio Canal are contained within a rectangular box. White letters beneath a straight white line over a blue background. Sony Pictures Classics. The black screen changes to the image of a wooden banister on a landing. Studio Canal and Sony Pictures Classics present. A Film Colony production. A white painted door with a brass handle. More images of the landing. In association with Echo Lake Productions, Entitled Entertainment, and Revelations Entertainment. Levity. The bottom of the wooden banister has a carved cap on the newel post, and opposite is a front door with a diamond-shaped glass pane.
What I remember most from before was people's voices.
The house is empty.
Kind of floating on the wind. And laughing. Like everybody was in on something.
Marks on a wall reveal where pictures once hung.
Like it all mattered somehow.
On another wall, a newspaper picture of a young man. This picture is pinned to the wall of a cell.
I know what I did. And I don't want forgiveness from you or anybody else. I don't deserve it. And with respect, I'm happy here.
Happy?
Well, I mean, I think it's right. I think I belong here.
I find it interesting that you think that you should determine where you belong.
You've spent 21 years, 6 months here at Admiral. And prior to that, 1 year, 5 months at Wentworth Juvenile Facility.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And I expect to remain here as sentenced.
I'm afraid you don't exactly have that choice.
The Board of Review is aware of your record here and is prepared to commute your sentence from life to time served.
The prisoner stares at the board members.
There are those who might feel that congratulations are in order here, so congratulations.
You're a free man.
The prisoner is in his late 30s and has long graying hair down to his shoulders and a receding hairline. He has a thin, lined face and deep, sunken eyes. He walks against the flow in a subway. He stands still with his back to a tiled wall and stares as commuters pass him by. He wears a suit and a shirt with no tie and carries a small case. He watches the people pass him till he's all alone. He looks all around and sees no one. As he turns to look back the way he came, a stocky balding man bumps into him. They stare at each other. The balding businessman backs away.
Sorry.
The ex-con walks the other way. Night. He's outside on an otherwise deserted alley. He follows the noises under a suburban intersection and sees several homeless people gathered together.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Hold up!
Wentworth. You was at Wentworth, weren't you? Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. What's up, brother? I thought thought you were gone for good.
Yeah, well, they, I guess they fixed it.
I'm sorry, man. I forgot your name. What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, yeah. Brian, right?
Manuel.
Oh, Manuel, all right. Manuel Jordan, yeah. Mackie Whitaker, brother.
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I mean, I didn't think nobody was going to be seeing you again, man.
Shit.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, man.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Okay.
Went work.
Right. Okay. I'll see you around.
Yeah, all right,
thanks,
man.
Yeah.
Manuel walks away.
Yeah, we were at Wentworth together, man. Me and him. We're number kids.
A neon light places the word romance on a wall above a shop window with women sitting in it. Across the road, Manuel sits motionless on a bed in a dingy room. He stares into space. He leans on an elbow in his bed and gazes at the washhand basin at the bedside. He stands at the window, looks out and fiddles with his fingers. He sits up in bed, his back against the wall.
I read a book that was written in the 11th century. Man said there was 5 steps toward making amends. The first involved acknowledging what you did. The second involved remorse. The third involved making right with your neighbor. Like if you stole his chicken, you'd have to go and bring him another. Only then were you able to go to step 4, which was making it right with God. But it wasn't until step 5 that you could really get redeemed. It had to do with being in the same place, in the same situation. Then as it goes, you'd go and do something different. Only I can't bring Abner easily back like he's some stolen chicken. Certainly made sure of that 23 years ago. And I don't believe in some God that's going to open his arms to me even if I did. So there goes steps 3 and 4. And as for step 5, time makes sure we're never in the same place twice, no matter how much we wish it. Which is why, for me, I know I'll never be redeemed.
He leaves the grubby hotel and walks through snow-covered streets to sit on wooden steps opposite an apartment block. He sees a woman with long, mousy hair come out of the block and walk down an alley. Manuel sits in a bus shelter beside a swimming pool.
Manuel.
Spoken by the youth in the photograph.
Manuel. Manuel.
Manuel.
Hey.
Manuel.
The guy he met.
Hey, man. Mackie Whitaker, man. How you doing? Hey, you remember Earl Whitmore? He said he know you from Attleboro.
Yeah.
Well, me and Whitmore and Dookie, we got this ride up in Claridge, and we need a side man to run with Dookie, because he's too fat, man. It's like running with a couch or something. Yeah?
No, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
It's a liquor store, man. But they do cash only, and the dude going to be making his run in 20 minutes.
I'm not interested. I'm really not interested, okay?
Well, but you're perfect for it, man. I mean, you just fresh out, you know? It's like a sign or something, you know? And it's $800-$900 each. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not perfect for it. I said, no, I don't want anything to do with it.
Look, you got it now. Well, you're with the people now, man.
All right.
I remember you now. Yeah, you that wimpy-ass crybaby motherfucker from Wentworth, Ranger. Yeah, I remember now, man. Earl told me about you at Attleboro, too, man. He said you never did fight back while you was inside there, man. He said you make a good sign, man, because you rather take a bullet and then make a noise, man. But you ain't like that.
I don't have any problem with you, Mackie.
Right? Listen now.
Just let me go.
Listen, you come to my
just
fucking,
leave
fucking
me alone.
Neighborhood.
Why don't you just mind your business?
I'm gonna fuck out and fuck you up now.
Mackie lunges with a knife and strikes a pose. Manuel doesn't flinch.
You got a death wish or something, man? What's your fucking problem?
Manuel brushes past him.
I mean, I just saved your life, man. I could have sliced your motherfucking throat. Yeah, well, fuck you, man. You show your face here again, you be dead, motherfucker. Where you going?
Manuel walks away, his case in his hand.
Fuck, man.
Where you going?
Fuck. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Come on, let's go.
Rogers, what the fuck?
Just leave, man.
I can't.
He stops, entranced by a mart.
Come on, let it go! What are you doing? What are you doing?
He imagines his victim, Abner, a public payphone. Manuel steps towards it. It's a standalone phone with no hood or box around it. He reaches out his gloved hand and picks up the receiver.
Hello?
Where have you been?
I'm sorry?
Deal's a deal. We had an agreement, right? Hold on a second. Look, you don't have to pay the part, but you do have to sit and listen. That's the rule.
Matt, come on, do that.
Fine, do yourself. I'm going to switch
out. Manuel listens to the conversation at the other end, then hangs up. Walking away from the phone, he stops, turns around and looks at it. He strolls back towards it and picks it up again.
Where's Dwayne?
This is a payphone.
Turn around. Those apartment buildings over there behind you. Olivia May Projects. Nobody outside there called Dwayne.
Nobody anywhere.
Yeah, all right. All right, thanks.
Manuel hangs up, then shuffles round. Manuel looks at footsteps in the snow, then once again picks up the phone.
Who is this? You there?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Manuel walks along a street towards a group of young people outside a building from which throbbing music is coming. A car passes as he approaches the group. A door in the building opens. He glimpses young people dancing and waving light sticks. The door closes again.
Hey. Hey, you! You Manuel Jordan?
Yeah.
I'm Miles Evans. Whoa! You know the rules. Take it back. Inside. Now, go!
Two young folk walk away.
You with me. Deal's a deal, right? They want to use my lot, they know the drill. Park over there, in exchange, spend 15 minutes in here. Don't have to listen, don't have to give a shit. Just have to sit.
Listen to what?
Me. Small enough price to pay for keeping Daddy's car safe in the big bad neighborhood, right? Inside, inside. Come on, come on. You get to your little nightclub soon enough. Here. Here. Don't take no shit. 15 minutes, no exceptions. We'll talk about pay when things get quieter.
All right, everybody. Back on the clock.
Miles Evans, a tall, gray-haired African-American wearing a pendant round his neck, hands Manuel a clipboard, then follows the two young folk inside the building opposite the club. Manuel, a hangdog expression on his face, spots a guy in a coat and soft cap in an attendant's hut nearby and crosses over to him.
Excuse me, he gave me this clipboard here and... You work here?
I look to keys.
Yeah.
My name, Señor Aguilar.
My name's Manuel Jordan. So this
Dwayne
guy gives me that.
He's very, very bad. Two times no show.
I don't really know Dwayne.
Señor Myers is very mad.
So anyway, the guy gave me this clipboard. I guess I stand here or something.
If they park here, they have to sign that.
Hey, señor.
Come on. So what's the old guy blabbing about tonight, you know?
I really wouldn't have a clue.
Worse than goddamn Sunday school.
There you go, God boy.
Hi,
buddy.
Flashing around like fish in a bucket.
Two guys fling keys at Señor Aguilar and grab the clipboard from Manuel. They both sign it and go to Miles's building. Manuel glances in through the window.
14. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might.
Two girls come out.
Hey. Hi.
Oh, you're a new cowboy. Hi there, new cowboy. Here. You want some?
No, thanks.
Oh, cowboy's a good boy. Where's Dwayne?
I don't know Dwayne.
I think Dwayne is burning in hell. Shh, somebody might hear you laughing.
Her friend drags her off towards the nightclub. Miles continues.
They say that the tree that God told Adam and Eve not to eat of was the tree of knowledge. In other words, some things you shouldn't know. But they ate. And you remember what happened after that?
Adam and Eve saw that they were naked and took fig leaves and tried to hide from each other and from God.
A group of guys see Manuel listening in rapt attention.
You think God doesn't know where you are? No, physically. But God wants to know, where are you in your sins? In your recognition of your sins? Now, he knows the answer. He knows the answer because, hey, he's God. And God knows that you know the answer too. And you do. Don't you? Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The last three people walk out, exactly. Leaving Miles alone.
Exactly where you
in the Breeze Block building, there are chairs set out, a couple of sofas, and a lectern. Miles picks up a Bible, switches off the lectern light, and starts to rearrange the chairs. Outside, a car drives off from outside the nightclub. Señor Aguilar watches.
Come with me.
Miles wears a cap and a leather coat.
Club goes four nights a week. I'll need you midnight till about six.
Or until the last of the little lamb staggers out into the sunlight.
They walk a short distance, then down into a basement.
For pay, I got a room at $100 a month, which you can work down to nothing if you'll help with cleaning.
What makes you think I need a room?
God told me.
Entering a room, he switches on a light.
You're carrying a damn suitcase, man.
You think God talks to me? We argue, maybe, but he don't participate.
It's all right. I'll see him one day. When I do,
I'm gonna whip his holy ass.
Miles, a match in his mouth and a stud in his ear, eyes Manuel.
Why are you here?
You called me.
I called Dwayne. I mean, why are you here in this city?
I don't know.
Payback?
No.
Apology?
Listen, I know you're supposed to be a preacher or something, but where I've been?
Prison. Well, it's obvious you ain't been on tour with the Ice Capades. It's a show. Ice. Never mind.
I've talked to preachers. I've talked to nuns, and I've read some things. I don't know, with respect, I just don't buy it. So, I mean, if I'm gonna have to believe in something to get a bowl of soup, that's really not my bag.
I don't need you to believe. I just need you to clean. Señor Aguilar will show you the supplies. Here are the keys. Stay to the last car. I'm going to bed. Gotta make soup for 103 hours. You know, you could get lucky. God might decide to grade you on the curve.
It wouldn't matter either way.
Manuel sits down on the edge of a bed.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about, do you? Why be afraid of a God you don't believe in? Oh, I know. It seems like people are making up shit so they can feel good about all the pain, all the cruelty, loss, violence, suffering, death, famine, bigotry, small-mindedness, repression, depression, oppression. Want to keep talking?
Because I can go on forever with this shit.
No, I get the point.
Point is, I believe in the lie. Never underestimate its power. Now, as for me, well, I'm lying through my teeth. I'll see you soon.
Miles walks away, leaving Manuel alone in the stark but clean room. Revelers leave the club as Manuel comes back outside. He glances up at a room with slatted blinds and sees a shadow on a ceiling as Senor Aguilar joins him.
Hi. Hey. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Haven't had the same thing. Music, some smoke, I don't know. But to his room, nobody go inside.
Manuel places a few clothes in a drawer and one item in the bin. He puts a shirt in the drawer, then arranges a keyring, a small penknife and a wallet on the top of a cabinet. From an envelope, he extracts the newspaper photograph which was stuck to his cell wall. He throws the envelope aside and gets to his feet. He crosses to a wall and tapes it up. The grainy paper has a headline, Youth Killed in Robbery. Beneath that, a photograph of the teenager with a serious face, a neat hairstyle and a collar and tie. Underneath the photograph, the stark piece of information. Abner Easley, 17, was murdered. Manuel stares at it, then closes his eyes. Night. Snow falls, its flakes of white illuminated by a street lamp. Night turns to day. Snow clings to the branches of trees, and a distant chimney puffs out smoke. Manuel is out with a shovel cleaning snow from the yard. He looks round as the nightclub door opens and a group of young people stagger out.
Dude, I need waffles.
Senor Aguilar hands a key to a guy.
Hey, help Paul, I'm going to be a little soon. Yeah, I was working all night. I was working very hard, actually, and getting it all together.
If you want me to, I can take care of the last one.
My job. Zero keys.
All right.
Excuse me. Sorry, you're with the community house, right?
Yeah.
In the club.
So you're the new guy, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
So what's up with that guy over there, preacher guy?
I wouldn't have any idea.
Anyway, I'm sorry to hassle you with this, bro. It's just, she's usually up by now. I gotta get the hell out of here. I can't wait around all day for her, you know? These rich kids, man, they come from the suburbs. I don't even know why they bother when they spend half their time unconscious. Here we go. Sophia Mellinger, 55 Ivy Grove Terrace.
The club employee hands a card to Manuel, who studies it. Manuel carries the unconscious Sophia across from the club towards the community house and sets her down on the trunk of her car.
Many nights like this. One night, ambulance. She very bad girl.
Manuel glances at Senor Aguilar. A yellow cab pulls up in front of a detached house. Manuel, sitting in the back, clambers out. Sophia, asleep in the back, rouses herself.
Come on. Get
out. All right.
Here. Go home.
Yeah.
He hands her bag as she staggers up a path.
Are you sure we didn't?
Go home and go to sleep.
The driver gets out and addresses Manuel.
Hey,
know lives here? Claire Melander. You know, lady singer? Had that song a while ago. La 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 la.
It's not as good as me, eh?
Manuel lies on his bed staring at Abner's picture.
All right.
Kids are playing basketball in a cage.
Jump ball!
Pipe down, Don. You're so full of shit, you're clocking up the whole city. Siddiqui, I got reaching in on you, I got pushing off on Ty, and I got team tees on all of you. Jump ball!
Get the ball.
The players and Miles turn when they see a small truck draw up. Two men climb out and start to unroll a blueprint over the bonnet. Miles closes his window. The young woman with the long mousy hair comes out of her apartment block. Manuel is across the road by the wooden staircase he sat on when he first watched her. He sets off down the alley after her. She turns at a dumpster and trudges through snow. On another street, she passes fruit set out for sale. She glances round. In a market, she purchases some veg, then saunters over with her purchases to a fruit stall. As she walks away from it, she glances back again. Manuel, his coat open, his gloved hands by his side and wearing a scarf, continues to follow her. He stops as she makes another purchase. She sees him, and he smiles.
I can help you carry your bags if you like.
Trying to ignore him, she picks up her bags.
Excuse me. I can help you carry those bags if you like.
You want to carry my bags?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I know you?
No, ma'am.
Then why do you want to carry my bags?
I'd just like to help.
Just like to help?
Yes, ma'am.
She puts her purse in her pocket and shakes her head.
I don't know you.
We've never spoken, no.
So what, you've been following me around? I sent someone following me, was that you?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's best then maybe not. But thank you anyway.
I'd just like to help, that's all.
Excuse me?
She picks up another bag, glares at him, then about turns and struts away. Manuel returns to the community house. There's a queue outside. Inside, Miles is serving soup. An old man comes to be served.
Hey, whoa. What the hell do you think you're doing? You don't get seconds till everybody else has had first. Get your scruffy ass to the back of the line. Manuel. Hey, Manuel.
Miles tosses bread.
Get up here. Make yourself useful.
Manuel leaves his soup and the slice of bread at the table.
I need to get some more soup. Give him one ladle, one slice of bread.
Miles leaves and Manuel takes over behind the catering pot of soup. He washes up in the kitchen.
Now, how many of you think that that means you want to continue to live answering all of the questions and everything answered? How many?
Outside the community house, a workman in a hard hat saws the base of the basketball backboard support. It topples over into the cage. Manuel, Miles, and the kids watch.
You're my next wet.
Our new neighbor.
Fools ain't right.
Another damn liquor store. I don't know who I'm mad at, the people who sell it or the people who drink it.
Right here, guys. What about you? What about that shit that comes floating out your window at night?
Miles gives Manuel a surly look.
It's just helping me forget.
Forget what?
You know, I don't remember. See, it's working. Come on. You walk right into it.
The wind blows Manuel's fine gray hair.
Ah, sometimes, you know, you have to transgress a little bit to help the greater good. Come on, you're gonna lean on that lettuce or you're gonna help me get it inside?
Manuel picks up the box of lettuce and saunters towards the community house. He glances over to where Sophia's car remains parked. The nightclub is lively and busy. Miles addresses a gathering of around a dozen.
Now, you gotta ask yourself, are you dancing toward something or away from something? In other words, you dancing for pleasure or you dancing for joy? Now, if you dancing for pleasure, why, I can't help you. But if you dancing for joy, and all you got to do is pull your head out of your ass and look around you at the rest of the world and the people in it. Because if you want to help yourself, try helping somebody else.
So she's the oldest,
then? Yeah, that's Maria.
She's how old?
I don't mean.
She's how old?
She's 27.
You know what, Chris? You smell good. You smell like Indian takeout. You smell like chutney. I'm telling you, you do. You smell like chutney.
Miss, your kiss.
Hey!
Your kiss,
man. God, boy. Hey, this is a drunk dick. That's Dwayne.
Hi. You forgot your keys.
Oh, Dwayne will watch him. He's very responsible man.
Sophia walks away with Dick. Manuel sees the kids attack the workman's house. Manuel sits on his bed in his narrow room at the community house. He toys with something in his hands. Day at the market. Manuel, carrying a single red rose, smiles when he sees the mousy-haired woman.
You again.
Ma'am, I didn't mean to scare you the other day.
You've been following me?
No, ma'am. Waiting for you.
Much better.
No, I don't mean it that way.
I know what you meant.
Honestly, I have no intentions of harming you at all. I was just wondering if maybe we could have a conversation.
Conversation?
Yes, ma'am. I brought you this.
Now, how am I going to be able to carry a rose?
Well, maybe if I help you carry the bags, then you can carry the rose.
She hands him the bags. He follows her back towards her apartment block. She stops at the entrance.
Well, thanks again, and thank you for the rose.
You're welcome.
You're making me a little nervous now.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you prefer, I could give you these two bags, and I could watch over the others until you return.
I need you to speak more formally.
I'm sorry?
I'm joking.
She takes two of the bags.
So I'll be right here.
Okay.
The woman opens the outer glass-pane door to the building, and as it shuts, she opens an inner door. Manuel stares at his reflection on the glass. Upstairs in her apartment, the woman glances out of her window to see him standing at attention on the sidewalk. She comes out to him.
Okay.
Maybe you should just take one at a time, and I'll wait here with the others. They're very heavy.
Okay. Sure. Well, come on.
Come on.
Come on if you're coming.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
She holds the door open for him. Upstairs, her apartment is open plan with beaded curtains separating the kitchen area. He closes the apartment door, and she takes the remaining bags from him.
Got a big family?
No, this is for the people I cook for. I cook for some families on the east side, do some cleaning, whatever they need.
I'm a custodian now. A community house or uptown?
Is that what you wanted to tell me?
I'm sorry?
You said you wanted to have a conversation?
Oh, no. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
She takes off her coat and scarf. Manuel looks uncomfortable. The woman starts unpacking the groceries.
It's nice for her to need to get to work.
Manuel stares at a framed photograph of Abner Easley. The woman crosses to see what he's gazing at.
My brother? He's a statistic?
I'm sorry.
I know. Everybody is.
A young man in a vest walks into the room.
Who's this?
He was helping me with the groceries.
Looks like they're all in.
Abner, I'm fine. He's a nice man.
Whatever, Mom.
The young man puts on a jacket and leaves.
He's just being protective.
You said his name is Abner?
Yeah.
Got something.
Oh, much better. The hat. Much. He has one pissed off little fuck. Gets it from me, I swear.
You seem okay.
Oh, you don't know me.
She goes to the sink.
I lost track. Did we have our conversation or not?
Not really.
And was this conversation about asking me out? Because I'll be honest. Over the years, I've lowered my standards.
She fills a vase and places the rose in it.
Nobody ever accused you of having an overly acute sense of humor, did they?
Me?
My point exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm not commonly described as being a funny. But I think it'd be great if we went out and got something to eat. If you don't mind, it'd be nice. And we could talk. And...
like we're doing right now?
Sure. But maybe, you know...
faster.
Okay, I'll try.
Well, you know where I live. Next time you come, though, I'll have you lifting furniture. Maybe fixing shutters.
It's okay.
Anyhow. Thank you for the rose.
You're welcome.
Maybe I'll see you again.
Yes, ma'am. That'd be great.
He steps awkwardly forward.
So, maybe...
bye.
Yeah, we'll do that.
He backs away, glances at the photograph, and goes. Manuel uses a toothbrush and spray to clean a window at the community house. Behind him, the workmen lift up their toppled hut. Miles sticks his head out of the front door.
What the hell are you doing? You gonna floss the damn thing, too?
I'm sorry?
You are the strangest, plottiest motherfucker I ever met.
Seems to be the theme in my life lately.
Well, bring your rebar reinforced concrete field head inside. I need some help with something. One good thing I did in my life. I got the county to donate this house to the cause. The basketball court next door, well, the neighborhood kids kind of borrowed it. But the kids, you know, they're not zoning experts. So they get a little territorial, and then they got a little caught. So I promised the county I'd account for them after school, as if any of them go. And now the kids got to pay back the construction company somehow.
So, exactly what?
What do I want with you?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that maybe we, and by we I mean you, could come up with something for them to do over a couple of hours in the afternoon.
Where are you going to be?
I got to spend a couple of afternoons a few cities over, fill in for a friend. Won't be back for a while.
I don't know that I would know what to do.
Talk. Shoot pool. You know, you were a kid more recently than I was.
I don't know.
Well, guess what?
You're already committed?
3 o'clock.
Miles grins. That afternoon...
so I guess you're all here because somebody thinks it's going to have some kind of influence... me, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see that. Before I came here, I wrote down some things. I wrote a few things that I guess maybe I wish somebody had told me when I was you guys' age. Now that I look at it, it's not really anything that profound here, I have to say, really. So Maybe I should just ask you guys some questions and then start it that way. So who are you, for instance?
Who are you?
I'm sorry?
Say, who are you?
Manuel looks at the group of mainly African-American kids.
Okay. I'm Manuel Jordan. So why did they tell you you're coming here today?
It was either this or we go to the woods and do shit with trees, you know?
Okay. It's trees. How about you? Excuse me, with the things in your head. What's your name? What's your name?
He don't want to tell you.
I'm talking to the young man down here.
I ain't young.
Wait, what are you, 12 or 14? You're young, I promise you.
Old enough to know you's a joke.
It's all a joke.
Didn't I tell y'all this was gonna be a joke?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, how many of you have done time?
A few hands go up.
Okay, so a few of you have something in common with me. I spent 21 years in a maximum security prison. Another year and a half in a juvenile detention center.
His brother
shot four guys.
He on death row. Mm-hmm. Leavenworth. Got six people on my block been shot. Plus an old lady and her dog.
I know that dog.
What dog?
Small Charlie.
That pit bull?
I remember that dog.
It was a pit bull got shot?
Dog almost bit off half my ass.
Yo, Charlie.
a dog was shot. And six people. So does anybody feel anything about this?
I do. I feel I'd rather be in the woods doing shit with trees, you know?
Sophia walks in.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Fine, too. Look at that. Look at that walk. Give me
Can we help you with something?
Yeah, I came here for my keys.
Finally, some pussy.
Oh, you know what they say. You are what you eat.
Oh. And come on over here. I'm going to turn you into one big, long dick.
Hey.
Oh, I don't know about that. I wouldn't want to take any work away from your mother.
Oh, that's big talk, girl.
Oh, yeah, but what you're carrying, that's more like small talk.
That's enough.
You want to try and find out?
Sorry, I already flossed this morning.
Yo.
Hi.
So what do you want?
My car keys. I left them with Dwayne.
With Dwayne?
The other night.
You left him with me.
Sophia looks confused. She averts her eyes.
No, I think I left him with Dwayne.
Outside.
Hello? Mr. Happity Heap Hop Flippity Flop? Mr. Smiley Pumpkinhead?
You know, I've met you three times and I've told you I'm not Dwayne.
Right.
You understand me?
All
I'm
right.
Not Dwayne. Not that you would remember anybody's name the way you poisoned yourself to death.
Who died and made you Pope?
You know, you're a young person. You've got the means. You've got everything you want. Instead, you're just wasting space. You know that? That's all you are is a waste of space.
Who the fuck are you to tell me?
Oh, wait! Come here! Stop that! You stop it! Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm nervous, please. I'm sorry. Please, I'm really nervous. Please.
Manuel, who has her by the shoulders, lets her go. Manuel stares at the sobbing girl, then lowers his eyes. He opens the door to the basement. He goes down to his room. He closes the top drawer on a wooden cabinet as Sophia walks into the room and stares.
Nice place.
It's not exactly a mansion on the hill in Ivy Grove. I took you home. Last week. You don't remember.
She glances up at him.
That's pathetic.
He walks away. Sophia, her face streaked with tears, turns to go. Two men enter Manuel's room. Heeding them, he walks back from the men's lavatory into his room to be confronted by two guys in suits and long coats. One flashes a badge.
Afternoon.
Is there something I can do for you guys?
Yeah, we're with the FBI. I'm Agent Collier. This here is Agent Price.
just want to ask you a couple questions. You live here?
Yeah.
Anyone else live here?
No. Well, there's a pastor who lives upstairs, but not down here.
You have an Andy?
Yeah.
He crosses to the cabinet and throws down his gloves. He picks up his wallet and rifles through it. He unfolds a piece of paper.
What's this? Release paper, the... I just got out of Adboro.
How about that?
Do you know someone named John Gowan?
There was a guy named Dwayne that worked here before I got here, but I never saw the guy, so I wouldn't really know what he looked like or anything.
So, you being a good boy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's been a very good boy.
Agent Prof shows the photograph to Miles.
Johnny Gowan. Seemed like such a nice man.
Oh?
Face was thinner. Had shorter hair.
When's the last time you saw Mr. Gowan?
6 months, a year maybe.
You ever hear from him?
Wish I did. Had a lot of faith in that boy.
Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good dinner.
The two agents leave. Miles remains still for a moment, then glances at Manuel before following them out. In the kitchen...
What does it matter what he did? Past is past.
But this guy Gowan is a criminal.
Crime's done. Can't go back. Must have used to putting a man in jail.
Police gotta pay.
It's society who pays. They pay by not having another good man around.
He wasn't a good man.
How can he become a good man?
How's that?
How does anybody become good, Manuel? I thought you spent 20-some years thinking.
So you're right?
About John Gowan?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say his past ran a little faster than he did. Look, you're gonna stand here. You're gonna pick up a knife and help.
There you go. Thank you.
Manuel buys a rose with a spray of little white flowers. He walks through the alley towards Abner's sister's building and sees a policeman and car outside. In the building, neighbors stand on the landing outside her apartment.
I know this is very difficult, but I need you to calm down now.
You need me to calm down. I need you to take me to my son. Now.
Manuel walks in as the woman sits on a chair and buries her head in her hands. She leans back in the chair, then sits up when she sees Manuel.
Abner's been shot.
He lowers his eyes. The rose sits on top of a newspaper with the other Abner's photo in it. Manuel sits in a waiting room at the hospital. Two guys walk towards him, one of them on his cell phone.
You gotta be sure, man. You gotta really be sure, man. I'm here, right now. You gotta know. Oh, man. All right. I'll call you back. Give me an hour.
They sit down opposite Manuel.
Who's Jamie Tucker?
He's gonna pay for this.
Inside the community house, a few kids toss a basketball. Sophia drives up and stops outside the house. She puffs her cheeks and exhales, starts to move away, then switches off the engine. As well as basketball, kids are playing pool and ragging about. One trips over an upturned chair. They spot Sophia by the door.
Any of you guys seen God Boy?
Ooh. I'm sorry.
And Jordan.
Do that shit again.
Supposed to be here.
Do that shit again.
That's good.
He'll be okay, but I wouldn't worry.
At the hospital, the woman stops when she sees the two young guys.
Hey, Miss Easley. We know who did it. It was Jimmy Tucker.
So?
So we're gonna fix it.
She turns and sees Manuel.
You're still here.
Come on.
That's the one good thing about bullet wounds, Ms. Isley. First of all, it's Easley, my last name is Easley. They're sterile, and he chuckles. So we're leaving it in. He may set off a few metal detectors, but we figure that's a small price to pay. Ho, ho, ho. Small price. My son has a bullet in his lung. You haven't touched your pasta thing.
No. I really want it. They're in a cafeteria.
Want some more coffee? And the worst part, I swear to God, he's proud of it. It's like a game to him. It's his friends. Just friends.
She shakes her head. Her head is lowered and her eyes look down.
I should have done things different. I was just trying to deal.
Deal with what?
Living. So, now look, I'm in a hospital cafeteria with someone whose name I don't even know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I guess I should probably go.
Who sent you?
I'm not what you think I am.
She shrugs her shoulders, shakes her head, and smiles.
I don't care.
See, the fact is, I'm late for something I'm supposed to be doing right now, so.
She blinks and looks away.
There's the flower and everything, so, take care of yourself.
At the community house.
What the hell was that?
I'm sorry.
You can't smile when you do it. You gotta be all stoked.
I'm sorry. About that one.
Girl, actually, it's already pretty.
Manuel strides in.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Outside by her car.
You are being so ridiculous.
Listen to me. I'm serious. You think this is funny?
You gotta lighten up a little bit.
What do you think you're doing in there?
We were having a good time. We were laughing.
It's not a place to have fun.
Well, I'm sorry. You were late and we were just hanging out, waiting for you. What is that, your icy stare you learned in prison or something? What?
She waves her gloved hands.
Are you here on Earth with me? Hello? Hello, insane man.
He turns his back on her. Her shoulders droop. She glances at her gloves, then runs after him. In his dark room, he removes his coat and hangs it up. He turns and sees her in the doorway.
Killed a guy.
We should get out of here.
I heard about your lecture.
I think I told you to get out of here, didn't I?
She watches him clamber onto his bed. She steps warily inside.
Oh, I wanted to thank you.
Thank me?
For bringing me home. The other day.
Why do you do that to yourself?
What?
In there in that place at night.
It's just dancing.
Why are you trying to kill yourself?
Are you hungry?
What are you talking about?
I'll make you lunch. I make a mean frittata.
Well, I don't know what that is, but I don't think so.
Why not?
Maybe you haven't been paying much attention, but we don't really get along so well.
So? Please.
Manuel takes a bag of groceries from her car.
Where are you from?
Piscine.
Where's that?
It's just this little town. I know it.
Your parents there?
So what's your mom, some sort of a singer or something?
Was. The bank guy's only letting us stay here because he liked her music in college.
They enter the grille pane glass door of the large detached house.
Oh, here.
She takes the groceries from him. He looks around.
Like it? We call it early American foreclosure. It's on the cover of Architectural Digest.
The house is wood panelled.
Sophia? I'm busy! Sophia! We could have a blind butler, it wouldn't make any difference. We could always find her, and there's no furniture to trip on. There's an ex-con coming up to kill you!
What? Sophia! Where's my yellow towel?
It's in the wash!
What?
I washed it with the others!
What?
Oh, God. Nice raising a 42-year-old child, isn't it?
Sophia!
Look 60, huh? Tell her, it'll make her feel good.
Her mother's at the door.
Are you making food?
It's like living with someone out of Cats. It's musical. Cats, it's an 80s thing. The 80s were a decade.
I'm hungry.
Sophia tosses her slim, straggly-haired mother a bag of crisps.
By the way, if you decide you can't make it in free society and you feel the urge to kill again...
What are you making?
Frittatas!
I want ketchup.
I know.
Claire Mellinger bends down to pick up the crisps thrown to her. She studies Manuel, then walks away. Manuel's eyes are fixed on Sophia in the kitchen. The shadowy figure of Claire crosses the hallway. Her daughter and Manuel are in the conservatory.
Images.
What do you mean?
They face each other in the sparsely furnished room.
I mostly just remember images. Like pictures.
The Mart, guys in balaclavas.
There are three of us. Ripple and Roundabout. Righteous? I was righteous.
Let's do it.
They get out of the car by the Mart.
You're righteous.
I remember his face.
Why were you doing it?
The balaclava masks come down.
I think...
Abner is behind the counter. Manuel's face isn't yet covered.
Manuel?
I think I was angry.
Manuel?
Yeah. I remember his face.
They approach Abner.
He kind of turned and...
Give him the fucking cash! Do it!
He was looking at me. He was looking at me so strange.
Do what he says, man! Stop looking at him!
Give him the fucking cash now!
What are you doing?
I remember his face.
Abner smiles nervously.
He just kept looking at me. And I was looking at him. And he just looked at me so funny.
Dude.
He looked at me like he knew something that I didn't know.
He recalls the moment of the shot. He blinks and raises an eyebrow.
I did it.
A single shot to Abner's forehead. His accomplices stare.
Fuck.
It was like something was just passing through me.
I don't understand.
The Mart, after the shot.
Fuck! Righteous. Fuck. Righteous, we gotta get the fuck out of here, man. Come on. Just leave
Righteous,
him, okay?
Just fucking go, man!
Come on!
Ripple and Roundabout take the cash and race out of the Mart. Manuel, his face covered by a blue balaclava, just stares.
Manuel?
Seemed like it, too. Just a few seconds. And forever.
It's terrible.
Sophia stretches out her arm and gently strokes his cheek. His eyes flit to her. She lowers her hand and sits back. Knight, his room door opens.
Hey, Sleeping Beauty. You had a phone call. Somebody named Adele.
She's on the phone.
A little while ago. She wanted to know if you were free tomorrow. I told her yeah, till midnight. Then your dick turns to a pumpkin. And she asked for the custodian. Like she didn't know your name. Sorry, but I was a little sleepy, you know. And so I told her it was Dwayne. Figured you had your reasons for not telling her. This Adele, she by any chance Adele Easley? Hey, man, you're my tenant. You think I don't do my homework? Look, Jack, I don't care what you did. I mean, sometimes I wish I could have done the same thing.
No, you don't.
I said wish, not did. All right. I didn't mean to trivialize. The club goes in 4 to 5 minutes. You gonna be there or do I have to start dialing phone booths? Manuel, what's done's done. I need an answer.
I'll be there.
Good, because I won't.
Closing the door, Miles stops and swings it back open.
I got an aunt. She's dying of tuberculosis. I gotta go and be with her. Do the funeral thing. Shouldn't be long. You'll be in charge till I get back.
Miles?
Manuel rises and Miles returns.
You'll do fine. Don't worry about it. You're no John Gowan.
In a club.
I went on a date the other night. It was a blind date, but it didn't start as a blind date. Just when the girl saw me, she popped her eyes out.
She was a real princess. I tried drinking champagne out of her slipper, but I nearly choked on the odor eater.
Adele and Manuel move on to dinner.
He just seems like an evil fog. Thank you. Like, I couldn't even imagine a person with an actual face who could do something like that. I heard he was beaten in Attboro. They said he'd die. Probably did if there's any justice.
Manuel, his hair pulled back in a ponytail, imagines his victim walking past the restaurant. Adele checks the bill.
Do you think there is?
For criminals. Not for the rest of us. Unless there's a God. And then... well... then all bets are off.
She takes money from her purse.
Do you think there is a God?
No, thank God, because I've done some bad things. But I always thought that if I put a good child out into the world... but I don't see that I did that. So I don't know what to do. Abner gets out of the hospital tomorrow. He won't listen to me. And he has no real men. Anywhere. At all. Which leaves only his friends. And they're... well, you saw them.
But if you're asking me to talk to him, I don't know about that.
Well, they've got something planned. On the guy who shot him.
I really think I'm the wrong person to ask.
Dwayne. I don't know where else to turn.
Manuel walks Adele to her apartment block.
Okay.
She kisses him softly and goes to the door. Day. Manuel stands on a bridge over an intersection. He drops frozen bits of snow onto the street below.
I don't know why God made me the way I am. Or whoever did it. Certainly not proud of who I am.
He watches the snow smash against the ground. He imagines the dead Abner beside him.
We're all capable of anything. I know that now. Me? I could have been anything. Farmer, businessman. Just one more body out of the billions.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. Gravity?
Yeah, well, don't last long.
The dead Abner tosses a piece of frozen snow into the air. It floats up into the sky. Manuel turns. He's alone.
I know what you think you'll feel. It's not like that.
He's with Adele's son.
You think it's going to make the world a better place afterward? Do you think it's going to make you any better?
I'm wearing his bullet.
You didn't answer my question.
I know you're a friend of my mom, but what's right is right.
According to who?
What are you talking about? What are you fucking talking about?
You can save him.
Are you fucking deaf? He shot me. He wants me dead. If I don't get him, he'll get me.
What about your mother?
Look, this ain't about her. Right, I got plans.
Abner, let me ask you a question. Who are you named after?
My dead uncle. What's your problem?
I knew your uncle.
Bullshit.
Really?
Sitting in a diner, Abner stares at Manuel.
Yeah, why are you into this?
Because I care about your mother. And she cares about you, that's why.
Yeah, you care about yourself, just like everyone else.
Abner grabs his jacket from the bench beside him, stands and marches away from the table. Manuel's back is to him as he leaves. Manuel watches through the window as Abner joins up with his two friends from the hospital. They get into a car and drive away. She steps aside and lets him in. Kids are playing basketball downtown. A figure runs up and locks a gate. The kids make a run for it. As a car speeds through a break in the fence, Abner leaps out, a gun in his hand. His target cowers behind the fence.
Yo, yo, Abner, chill. The cops, bro. Let's get out of here. Come on.
Abner hides the gun inside his fur-trimmed leather jacket as a squad car makes a circuit of the area. The kids escape. Abner's breath mists in front of him. Manuel is still at Adele's. There's a half-eaten sandwich and a cup and saucer on the coffee table in front of Adele. Heeding the door, Adele rushes to greet Abner.
Hey.
Hey, what do you mean, hey? What happened?
Nothing. He was lucky.
Who?
Jeannie Tucker. You heard I was coming. Totally split. Gone.
What do you mean?
He ran. He heard I was coming and he split.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean what I'm...
What are you... No, no, no. You stand here and you talk to me.
Mom,
you tell me
you
what you're talking
about. Do
you
see a scratch on my face? No, I'm fine. Everything's over.
I don't believe
it is
you.
Over. Mom, it is
we have
over.
Been sitting
Nothing
in
happened.
Here.
Nothing happened. He ran. He heard I was coming and he totally left. Him and all of his friends, okay? Dude left town. It's over.
What do you mean, dude left town? What is this?
The Wild Wild West? Abner, come in here and talk to me.
Mom, I just told you, it is over. Not a big deal. Look, Mr. Rogers, he can go home. Nothing happened. All right? Yeah. Everything's done. It's over. Okay? Now, I may be a little while. I don't know if you want to do the bone dance. Whatever you want to do. Everything's fine, all right? See you later.
Abner goes back out. Adele sighs and stares at Manuel, who looks meekly up at her. She sits back down beside him.
I'm sorry.
She sits back on the sofa. He studies her face.
It's complicated.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, God.
They both stare at nothing in particular. Manuel half turns towards her.
See, God. I'm not who you think I am.
Neither am I.
No, you don't understand.
You seriously don't know me.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
His eyes are now fixed on her.
What are you looking at?
She sits up to face him and reaches out her hand. She touches his hair.
It doesn't matter, does it? I really need you to help me.
How?
She runs the back of a finger along his lips. Adele shakes her head repeatedly.
I just need you to help me.
It's okay.
What's okay?
Whatever.
She leans forward and nuzzles his neck. He caresses the back of her head with his hand. She pushes him down on the sofa and moves with him. The photograph of her murdered brother sits on the table nearby. Manuel steps out of an apartment block, stops, then crosses the street. A confused look on his face, he stands still and turns to look up towards her window. Adele is in bed alone. A light goes on in an upstairs window behind him. He glances up and sees a white-haired old woman watching him. He walks away towards a tall, high-rise building. Manuel reaches the community house and a host of parked cars.
Senor, have you seen Miles around?
Senor Miles is gone.
What do you mean he's gone? Where's
he
gone?
Hey, guard boy! I need your help.
Manuel stares at the club employee and strides over to the club.
Sorry to do this to you again, bro. I got two guys called in sick tonight. She's been puking and she's been asking for guard boy.
Sophia is slumped on the floor.
Hey! You get up and go home.
I can't.
Why not?
Because we got evicted.
Come on.
Manuel carries her into the community house and deposits her on a sofa.
You should sleep.
You smell like sex.
Well, you smell like puke.
They hear footsteps running up the stairs towards Miles' room. Manuel goes outside.
Miles.
Manuel runs up the stairs and steps inside. He spots a shadow across the room and goes further in. He sees Miles unlock a metal crisscross gate with stairs behind it.
Miles.
Miles stops and turns to face Manuel.
What do you want?
I need to talk.
Well, hurry up.
Miles, carrying a bag, goes up onto the roof.
Miles? Miles?
What do you want to talk about?
Adele.
What about Adele?
I got weak and I crossed the line. I just wanted to help her and then...
You needed too much from her.
What do you mean?
That's why you came back, Manuel. Not to help her. To ask for forgiveness.
I want to help her.
Lie to others, Manuel. Don't lie to yourself.
Miles walks away from him.
Miles! Wait a minute.
Sorry. I can't help you. You're on your own.
Miles!
Miles stops and turns.
My name is John.
The bag in his hand, he runs across the roof and out of Manuel's sight. His gaze unwavering, Manuel spots him in the distance climbing onto another roof and running away. Hearing the sirens below, he turns and sees flashing lights reflected on nearby buildings. Day. A queue lines up outside the closed community house doors. Inside...
It might not make any sense, but... Instead of thinking about what he did, you know, try thinking about what he did for you guys. I mean, that's the important thing, you know.
So what you're saying, this guy was on the run the whole time?
He lied to us.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Dude never said nothing about who he was, man. I just assumed he was for real.
Well, one thing you can't assume is that he was sincere about what he said to you. I mean, that's... People mess up, you know?
About you.
What do you mean? What about me?
We're going to have to sit here and listen to you bullshit us too now?
No, you don't have to sit here and listen to me bullshit you. I'm leaving.
How come?
Because I messed up and I got to pay for it.
You going back to jail?
No, I'm just leaving. Just going away.
Where?
I don't know.
A bleary-eyed Sophia comes into their view.
What time is it?
Afternoon. It's like 3:30.
You look like shit, girl.
That's shit woman to you.
She raises an eyebrow and smiles. Manuel makes his way along a snow-covered sidewalk with trees and a wire fence to his right. Sophia steps out of the community house and sighs.
So, player. What? Tell me how it really went down.
I just said, yo, please, get off me. Please. You're not good.
Stop lying, man.
Word is a bomb. Nigga had like 2 beers and he's drunk.
No, Raul, don't drink.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
She's offered a can.
Oh, thanks.
She takes it and sits down on the building bricks beside the group.
How much you owe these guys, anyway?
Instructors? Like 4,000.
Man, why we gotta give it to them?
Because you owe it to them?
Like we need another liquor store around here?
One of them looks at him.
Shut up!
Crazy.
So, what happens now?
Everyone glances towards the queue outside the community house. A lone figure sits in a square.
To Adele easily. I keep thinking about what you said, about how your brother Abner to you is now just a statistic. Well, for 23 years I've been carrying a weight. And for 23 years I never knew how I could possibly release it. I thought it would be by making myself known to you, telling you who I was, and apologizing. I had a fantasy that I could help things. As if by doing some number of good things now, I could make up for one very bad thing then. But I think that by telling you who I am, I would only be helping myself. But I'm too weak to carry this weight. And I need you to know how sorry I am.
He puts his letter in her mailbox.
I'm a murderer and a coward. And I will always remain these things.
Adele's seen him from her apartment. She takes the letter from her mailbox and, sitting on the stairs, starts to read it.
I read a book once on redemption. A man said there were 5 steps toward making amends. The first involved acknowledging what you did. The second involved remorse. The third involved making right with your neighbor. Only then were you able to go to step 4, which was making it right with God. Only I can't bring Abner easily back like he's some stolen chicken. Certainly made sure of that 23 years ago. And I don't believe in some God that's going to open his arms to me even if I did. So there goes steps 3 and 4. And as for step 5, time makes sure we're never in the same place twice, no matter how much we wish it. Which is why, for me, I know I'll never be redeemed.
Manuel watches Abner being dropped off by his friends, then not going inside but walking down the alley. He also sees Ginny Tucker with a gun in a car which cruises down the alley after Abner. Tucker gets out. Gun in hand, he goes on foot behind Abner. The car moves away. Manuel sets off down the alley. A figure steps out behind Tucker and whacks him with a stick. It's Abner, who pulls a gun from his pocket and points it at Tucker.
What goes around comes around, motherfucker.
Abner! Put the gun down!
What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of here!
Abner, put the gun down. Don't be stupid.
He shot me, right? He shot me!
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does!
Just put it down!
No! He's done! He's dead!
It's not worth it, trust me.
Manuel bends down to pick up Tucker's gun.
What are you fucking doing?
Abner, put the gun down.
Like you're gonna pull that.
Yes, I will.
Bullshit!
Yes, I will.
Manuel. I'm putting him in the dumpster right now. You better shoot me or it's him.
I don't care about him.
No, fuck that. Back up!
Manuel.
Don't fucking come any
closer! You listen to me!
Don't fucking come any closer!
Listen to me!
Get the fuck away from me!
No, no, no!
Stop! Stop! No! No! Stop! 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 Stop!
Manuel grabs Abner, who fires indiscriminately. Tucker runs to his friend's car. Adele hears the shots.
Don't let him get away! Stop! Get the fuck off me! What are you doing?
Adele comes outside.
He fucking got away! The fuck? Shit! Why'd you get involved in this? He was gonna shoot me! God damn it! What's your problem?
Manuel holds his stomach.
Abner. What the hell?
Abner drops the gun and looks around. He goes up to Manuel.
What the hell? No. Shit. Shit. Oh, fuck.
Manuel sinks to the ground, his back to a dumpster.
Shit!
Adele's by the alley.
Abner!
No, no, no.
Abner!
Mom? Mom?
Abner! Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. Are you okay?
I'm okay, Mom.
Oh, God.
You jumped in front. It's okay, Mom.
I'm sorry.
Don't you say a word.
Mom.
Wait here. Keep him warm.
Mom!
She puts her cardigan over Manuel and runs off.
Ma!
Help!
Ma!
Mom. Help me!
White light. A hazy out-of-focus view of a ceiling. Images of the empty house with the wooden banister and the white door with a brass handle. The door with a diamond-shaped glass pane. The murdered Abner. The stairs leading up to the landing. The dead Abner sits on a chair by a bed.
Manuel.
Manuel wakes in the bed. He stares up at the ceiling.
Manuel.
He turns his head and sees the dead Abner smile at him.
Manuel Jordan.
How long have I been in here?
2 days.
Adele turns away from the bed, then spins round to face Manuel. He averts his eyes from her gaze and stares at the empty chair where the dead Abner was sitting. She turns towards it.
You saved me.
Mm-hmm.
You brought me here.
I don't know, Manuel. Doctor says you're gonna be fine. Some clothes. A little bit of money. I'm not staying. I just needed to see you're okay. See that I didn't waste my energy. And I wanted to say goodbye.
She puts on her coat.
Can I come see you?
No, please. Please don't ever come to see me, ever. This is my town. It's my home. You got the rest of the world.
Her bag slung over her shoulder, she walks out of the room. Her son, Abner, is by the doorway. He takes her arm as they saunter down the corridor and out of Manuel's sight. Sophia's car is parked outside the community house. She's with Manuel in his room. Sitting on his bed, she shakes her head.
What?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? You've got to. These kids like you. You make them laugh.
So?
So I think that's important.
Yeah, but I don't know anything. The routine.
He'll just make something up. It doesn't really matter. Just stop whining and do it. Just figure it out together. They get you.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, neither do I, but you'll think of something, okay?
Are you coming back?
I don't know. You'll be fine.
Manuel picks up his case. She watches as he crosses to the cabinet and returns with keys. He lingers in the doorway, silhouetted by the bare light bulb above him. After he's gone, Sophia glances across at the wall opposite her. He has left behind the newspaper photograph of the dead Abner Easley. Sophia and the guy set down traffic cones beside Senor Aguilar's hut. Manuel is in the subway where once he stood alone. Without the long coat, but wearing a smart donkey jacket, he steps confidently in the throng of people. The nightclub still does its business. Sophia's beside Senor Aguilar.
Hey, how are you? It's $15.
Is what his name here?
No, he's not here anymore.
Well, I'm not paying $15.
Park on the street.
$20. Or get your cheap ass off the lot.
Oh, hey, it's cool.
Thank you.
The money's handed over and Sophie aims a mock kick at the car. Manuel waits on the platform as a train comes into the subway station. Thank you. He waits for passengers to disembark before climbing on board. The door's shut and he's framed in a glass panel. Framed on the panel next to him, the dead Abner. The dead Abner remains on the platform as the train pulls out. ITFC audio description by James O'Hara.
Go on, you've got places to be, so many things to see. Don't worry about me, I'm already where I should be. Passerby, no one ever dies, they just write things in the sky. If you wanna think about me, look out above the sea, and you can see that I am doing just fine. Say the daylight, it's time to go home.